You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate everybody that has really just been listening and sharing and commenting and subscribing and listening and doing everything else. It has been a pleasure and it's been fun, and we're going to continue to produce episode after episode. I was very, very glad to see the response of the Do Thyself No Harm, episode. I kind of put that episode out there, just because I know the holidays was coming up, and I know that, for those that have lost loved ones or are dealing with depressing times or dealing with, you know, loss, or just, you know, if you have any type of mental, illness, or if you have any type of behavioral health need, that the holidays can be some of the rough days. And so, thank you all so much just for the positive feedback in regards to that episode. Moving forward, we also, the last couple of episodes we did the Miss Common perceptions of love, and we talked about that for a little bit, and we'll probably revisit that in February. But right now, I was doing a little reading, and y'all excuse, I had to adjust my chair and the heat is on. But I was doing some thinking today, I am, you know, doing some spiritual reflection and just some thinking, and, you know, and just thinking about deliverance and thinking about, my walk with God. And a set of scriptures came up. And after I read these set of scriptures, the first thing that I thought about was a movie. And this movie is entitled Friday. Actually, everybody hasn't seen it, because I remember asking a couple of coworkers not too long ago, had they seen the movie Friday? And they all just looked at me like I was crazy. Yes, they were white. In these Friday movies, of course, there's Craig and there's Smokey. They're in the first ones. And then there's Craig and Day-Day. And Craig and Smokey and Craig and Day-Day go on these adventures in this neighborhood in Los Angeles. They're always getting in some type of mischief. They're always getting in some type of trouble and some particular predicament. They always end up making it through. But in all of these particular movies, there's a character by the name of Debo. And the guy who played Debo passed away December 10th. Growing up, after those movies being played and being recycled, there was a term that was always used when there was either somebody coming to take your belongings or to overthrow something that you had, right? So if you had, let's say, something minuscule, like, you know, if you were in high school, they used to make these cookies, at Flint Southwestern Academy. And they were some days they were just terrible because they would be hard and crunchy and just disgusting. But there would be other days where they were soft and gooey and moist and all those, you know, just adjectives that would describe the most amazing cookie. It was it. And, if somebody came over and they snatched your cookie from you, they would say they deboed your cookie, right? Let's say you had, a, you know, something more elaborate. Let's say you had a chain and somebody came over and just like in a movie, Debo goes, he, you know, everybody hides their silver, you know, their, watch and then their jewelry, they put it up. And then there's this one guy in the first Friday movie, he says, I'm just going to put it in my shirt, right? And so he goes around, he's looking, Debo comes in, he's looking, he's trying to find, somebody that has, a chain or something that he can sell or something that's valuable. He doesn't find it with anybody else, but this one guy, he sees his chain and he snatches the chain and he takes it. He also takes his bike. Growing up, we would say that his bike got deboed or his chain got deboed because this strong man came and deboed his belongings, snatched his belongings, took it, right? And so, that terminology went all throughout high school, went all throughout college, and they probably still, maybe they use it today, I don't know. I'm not too keen in on today's lingo or anything like that. But growing up, that was like a real, real popular thing where you would hear somebody say that your stuff, your belongings got deboed, right? And I was reading this set of scriptures and I was thinking about deliverance and I was just kind of praying about it and just some things that in my own life that I needed God to deliver me from. And there was this video where another thing that kind of brought these sets of scriptures up was there was a video of a guy that that was kind of speaking towards his experience with his own addiction, right? And he was talking about, you know, in his own issues, not necessarily, I don't think he described it as an addiction, and I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth, but he was describing his own way that he had to protect himself and deliver himself, not deliver himself, but protect himself from this issue that he had. His particular issue was pornography. And he gave an interesting statistic about pornography. He said that individuals, and this was maybe about 5 months ago, that 64% of men and 15% of women watch porn at least monthly, right? And then he gave an alarming statistic that said that ages between 18 to 30, 79% watch porn monthly, which is alarming, right? And this is inside the church. Okay, this is inside the Christian community within the realms of the kingdom of God, inside of these realms, inside of these Christian, within this Christian realm, you know, we aspire within the inside of the Christian realm, there's a struggle with pornography, right? I've had my struggles with it. And if you're quite honest, you can admit that if you're listening to this, that you may have had your struggles with it. Not only pornography, with some people is weed, some people is just alcohol, with some people is drugs, with some people it's lying, with some people is gossiping. We have these issues that sometimes are strong men in our lives. And this man in this video was talking about his process to deliverance and what he does to keep himself from falling back into, this wormhole of pornography. He talks about triggers, knowing your triggers. He talks about getting help. He talks about getting, you know, if you have to go to rehab, then you go to rehab. He talks about if you need therapy, then you get therapy. He goes down through this list of things, and the last thing that he concludes is that you need Jesus. You need a savior. You need a stronger man to overtake your strong man. Okay. And so this is an interesting concept. Because he's saying that in his life, porn was a strong man. In my life, porn was a strong man. In your life, your strong man could be deceit. Your strong man could be lying. Your strong man could be whatever it is. It takes precedent over your life. It is the main central control that is operating within your life. Anything that defiles or perverses or anything that is outside of the parameters of God, it is controlling your life. And one interesting concept, because I don't want to steal this guy's message, but one interesting concept that he makes is that every single strong man that has entered into your life, or every strong addiction or every strong hold that you have in your life, comes from a wound that allowed an open door for the strong man to enter in. So that wound could be somebody did something to you. It could be that somebody lied on you. It could be that your mom and dad weren't in your life. It could be that somebody hurt you. Somebody hurt your feelings. Somebody said something to you that was wrong. I can take the stronghold that had me was always opened by hurt from a woman. It was, a woman hurt my feelings. She rejected me, or she talked to me the wrong way, or in my mind, talked to me the wrong way, or misunderstood me, or I was being misunderstood, or I wasn't really, or I felt like they were attacking me in some type of way. This would open a door for this strong man to enter in. Likewise in your life, there was a door that was open that was in your life that came through a wound. It was a wound. It gashed you. It opened up the ram of your heart and the ram of your spirit, and that spirit came in to overtake you. It overcame to overwhelm you. The strong man of depression, somehow there was a door opened. Somehow there was a door open that allowed that strong man to come in. There was a stronghold. There was a strong hold that allowed it to step in. That allowed it to control you. It allowed it was waiting for an opportunity to take advantage of your wounds. That's why I don't care what nobody says, you cannot trust the devil. He is the most wicked person that I have ever seen in my life. He is a manipulator. He is the master of taking advantage of people and their weaknesses, because he stays seeking whom he may devour. He walks like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for an opening. He's looking. He took the pain of that your mama gave. He took the pain that your daddy gave. He took the pain that your cousins gave. He took the pain that family gave. He took the pain that the spouse gave. He took the pain of being rejected and talked about and neglected and forsaken. And he took that as an opportunity to take advantage of you. That's why Paul tells us to not give place to the what? To the devil. He talks about forgiving quickly. Why? Because he understands that unforgiveness can be the gateway, can be the door that the devil allows to to strong man your life, to strong man your soul, that can take over. And he doesn't want you to allow the devil to do that. When going back to the beginning, when Cain and Abel were in the garden, when Cain and Abel were on the earth and brought sacrifices to God, and God accepted Abel's and rejected Cain, Cain was angry. And God came to Cain and said, "Hey, Cain, you need to check your anger, because if you don't, sin lieth at the door." In other words, if you don't close the wound, if you don't fix the wound, what will happen is sin will enter in, and the devil will use that as an opportunity, as he did with Cain, to cause you to act out of character, to do things that you would not normally do, to do things that are outside of your character, outside of your personality, because of a door that was open. And Cain allowed that rejection or that anger to be a door that sin, the devil, used to kill his brother. And you and I likewise have to be careful that we are closing the wounds. What I mean by that is that you and I have got to spend time allowing God to close the wound, to fix the wounds of our lives. God can yes, deliver us. God will deliver us. God will set us free. But it doesn't mean anything if you don't fix the wounds. You're hurting. You're damaged. What happened to you was real. And you have to take the time to work on healing yourself, or you will allow strong men to come in and overtake your life. It is important that you understand, if you don't heal, you'll never be whole. If you don't heal, you'll always be battling different spirits, because they're taking advantage of your wounds. They're taking advantage of your pains. They're taking advantage of things you thought you forgot about. You thought you moved on from. You thought that because you forgot about it, that you were made whole from it, that you were healed from it. No. Forgetting about it doesn't mean that you ask God to heal you. That's why we need healing in the land. We need God to send not just physical healing, but emotional and mental healing, because we have wounds that are open and the devil is taking advantage of your wounds. You're sleeping around. The woman who was at the well, who had multiple husbands, was thirsty and was using men and sexual activity to try to fill a wound and a hole that was left in her heart that God was trying to heal and to fill. No, he's trying to heal it and feel it. Why? Because he understands that if I don't heal you and feel you, that you'll just go back to the same activity as you did before. So in Luke, I gotta hurry up and get to the scripture here. Give me 1 second. I gotta get to the scripture part of this, because this is this set of scriptures is kind of what came to me and brought this up. So in Luke chapter 11, verses, I would say 17 through, 26, 17 through 26, Jesus now is casting out spirits. And so those that did not believe in Jesus's power and believe in who he was, stated that he was casting out devils in the name of devils. And Jesus had to clarify their theology. He had to clarify their ideologies and their thought process. He says, listen, the devil can't cast out devils in the name of the devil can't cast out devils, because a kingdom divided cannot stand. In other words, he's not going to cast out his own people. Oh man, I'm sorry. I got to touch on that for a second. The devil does not cast out his own people. Whether they fail, they lose their assignment, and they get cast out, whatever the case, the devil, Satan, is not going to cast out his own people. Ooh, we could learn a quick lesson from the devil in that area, where we, the church, the body of Christ, are the only individuals who cast out their own family. And stomp on them while they down. We gossip about them. We talk about them. We do the exact opposite that Jesus said, which is, hereby shall they know you, which is, you show love one towards another. And so Jesus gives them this lesson. He says, no. I could not cast them out if I was a part of them, because he doesn't cast out his own people. And a house divided could not stand. A house divided cannot be substantial. So Jesus tells them, after he tells them that the house divided cannot fall, he tells them, he gives them a story about a strong man. And it talks about how, there was a strong man who had a palace, and he had all of his goods, and he had all of his belongings and all of his things. And the Bible says that it would take a stronger man to come and overtake that strong man and to take his weapons and spoil his goods. Now, what he's essentially saying to them is that it would take somebody stronger to come in and overthrow, man, overthrow these demonic spirits. And he says, hereby now you must know that because I come in with the finger of God, I cast out devils, and hereby is the kingdom of God. Therefore, this is a sign to you that the kingdom of God is not because you had on a nice suit, not because you had on a fancy robe, not because you had on clergy attire. It does not matter of your stature. It does not matter of your title or your position. It only matters your strength in God. And so he says, because I come with the finger of God, I can cast out devils. He tells them how, because he says, when the strong man comes and he possesses the palace, you need a stronger man to come in and to cast them out. In other words, you cannot cast out your issue, your strong man, by yourself, because your strong man is stronger than you. So what you need is a stronger man to come in and take away the strength of your personal strongman. Well, there's only one that is stronger than your strongman, and that is Jesus Christ. And so what he is saying to them is that in order for your strongman to be defeated, you need me on the inside. So this is what he tells them further down in line in the scriptures. Y'all got to check this out. He says, when the spirit is cast out, he goes out and he wanders. He wanders in the wilderness. He's looking for a host. He can't find a host. So he says, what I'll do is I'll go back to the place where I came. And because it is deserted and nothing else is there, I'll bring back seven more stronger than what was originally cast out. Well, the only way to defeat that reaction or that reverting back to where that person is a stronger man has to be there in that place where it was that spirit was casted out, to make sure that when they do come back, they cannot overthrow that space. What God revealed to me, and what he showed me through these series of movies, is this: that you need a stronger man to overthrow your strong man, and the only one that can overthrow it and occupy the space so that when they try to come back, they can't come back like they did before, is you need Jesus on the inside. And this may sound old fashioned. This may not necessarily fit your cup of tea, or maybe you don't believe like you should, but I'm telling you, you can't defeat what it is that is controlling your life on your own. You need a stronger, more resounding power that can make sure not only do you heal, not only do you get deliverance, but also when what overtook you the first time tries to come back, you got something on the inside that can defeat it when it comes back, because it's the stronger man. You need a Debo-like character in your life that can come in and spoil the acts of the strong man in your life. You need a Debo. And you don't need a Debo like it was in the movies that got whooped by Craig. No, you need a Debo that is all reigning supreme in your life, that can come and undo all the works of the evil that the devil has done in your life. Try to take your identity away. Try to take your mind away. Try to take your body away. Try to take your friends away. Try to take your family away. Try to take away everything God meant for good. Try to take it all away from you. You need a stronger man to come in and to say, no, you cannot have this space. You need somebody that can be Debo in your life. And I'm sorry. There's only one power that I know. I can't vouch for nobody else. Maybe there's other things, but there's only one person that I know that can be the strongest man at all times. And that's Jesus Christ. For he has been given a name above every name. That at that name, Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and in earth. You need a Debo. You need a Jesus in your life. Yeah, man, it may not be the most popular thing. What can beat COVID-19? Like, come on, man. I have no clue on or opinion on vaccine, no vaccine. Like, I have no clue, right? I have none. But I only know one entity that can outdo this, that has been proven with the hands of time, can overthrow sickness and diseases and famines and pestilence and all matter of sickness. There's only one man I know that can do that. There's only one man I know that can give deliverance. There's only one man I know that can bring about peace. And that's Jesus. There's only one cure that I know for worry. There's only one cure that I know for depression. I can't tell you that did I go to therapy? Absolutely. Faith without works is dead. Absolutely. Did I go to therapy? I sure did. But that was not what got me through. Mm-mm. It helped. Don't get me wrong. It helped. But my deliverance came from Jesus Christ and him alone. And I just don't have another offer for you. That's all I know. So, you need a Debo in your life. You need somebody to overtake the strong man in your life. The strong man, again, is those things that possess you, that you tried to shake, but you can't shake. You need a Debo to come and spoil its goods. What I mean by spoil its goods, I mean take away those hurts, those pains, close those wounds up, heal you. Take away the seeds that strong man planted. That's what you need. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for being the ultimate sovereign power in our lives. Father, there is no one like you, and there's no one bigger or better than you. Father, Debo our lives, Jesus. Spoil the goods. Take away the heal the wounds, God, that cause the open door, Father. Father, kick the spirits that are in us, oh God, that did not belong there. Kick them out, Jesus. Sweep it clean, oh God, and replace that space with your power and with your might, Jesus. And God, heal the wound so that when they come back, Jesus, power can push against them, oh God, Jesus. Father, help us. We need you. We can't survive without you. You are the ultimate supreme, oh God, and we need you to reign in our lives, oh God. Help us in our weaknesses, Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. Please like, share, subscribe. I hope I said something that could encourage you. Tune in next week. We got a new episode coming out next week. Thank you so much. Enjoy your night, your day, your morning, whenever you're listening to this, and be blessed. I'm praying for you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.